Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show. We're on the air for ABC here in Hollywood.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood tonight for your listening pleasure with Susan Miller and the music of Matty Malnick. Hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Costello, come here. What are you doing here on Hollywood and What are you doing on Hollywood Boulevard with that camera?
I take a picture for all the movie stars. Here's one I took of Eddie Cannon, but it didn't come out so good.
Why not?
No sun.
No. Well, never mind that. Just look at you. Your appearance is disgraceful. Well, why don't you wear that new shirt I gave you for your birthday?
I can't. The collar's too high. Every time I sneeze, my head disappears.
Costello, why didn't you stay in Paterson, New Jersey? Why did your family have to come to California?
We came out here so my Uncle Mike could sell his invention. He invented magnetized cheese for catching rats.
Magnetized cheese for catching rats?
Yes, and this cheese is so powerful that any rat will stick to it like glue.
Then why doesn't your Uncle Mike sell it?
He can't get it out of his hand.
Why did your Aunt May ever marry Uncle Mike in the first place?
Because she was kind of lonely after her seventh husband ran away from home.
Ah, wait a minute. Your Aunt May had seven husbands?
Oh, yes.
What a gamble she took with love.
Oh, yes, but when she married Uncle Mike, she finally hit the jerk pot. The first night they were married, my Uncle Mike slept in the icebox.
Wasn't he frozen stiff?
Oh, sure, but he'd rather be frozen stiff than cold sober.
Where did they go on their honeymoon? Niagara Falls?
Niagara Falls? Are you kidding, Abbott? My Aunt May has been in Niagara Falls so many times, the only kick she gets out of Niagara Falls would be going over it in a barrel.
Costello, that's the way to talk about your Aunt May. Did they have a big reception after the wedding, Lou?
Oh, yes, and everybody was there. Uncle Tom got up and sang a song. My cousin Vincent got up and he did a dance. And then I held Uncle Mike up.
Wait a minute. You mean Uncle Mike got... Uncle Mike was inebriated?
Yeah, somebody sneaked in and spiked the punch with gin and bourbon.
No. Who would do a sneaky thing like that?
Uncle Mike.
Before the boys get any further involved in nonsense, here's a thought that makes good sense.
If your listeners keep your dial right where it is for the rest of the evening, you're in for a variety of wonderful entertainment. First dive, you'll enjoy lots more laughs with Abbott and Costello. Then over most ABC stations comes Go for the House, the fabulous show that gives people an opportunity to win a beautiful new honeymoon house and furnishings. After Go for the House, be sure to hear tonight's great Bing Crosby show. Bing's special guest will be the movie favorite who's now gathering raves for his emoting in a smash Broadway stage hit, Henry Fonda. Bing and Hank Fonda will team up with Kenny Del Mar and John Scott Trotter to bring you an hilarious sketch about an ill-fated fishing trip. And immediately following the fun and fine music of this Crosby show, listen to more scintillating melody on the Star Theater. Yes, for an enjoyable evening's entertainment, keep your dial where it is, tuned to ABC. And now back to ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Can't you get here on time? What is your excuse for being late today?
It wasn't my fault, Abbott. I was standing on the corner of Hollywood and Vine when a patrol wagon drove up. Threw all the disreputable bums in, took them all down to headquarters, gave them the third degree under a big electric light bulb that must have been 3,000 watts.
How do you know?
I'm still squinting.
Huh? Why would the police pick you up?
Just because I happened to park my car.
Oh, they can't arrest you for that. Everybody parks their car.
In Bullock's basement?
No wonder. I'll bet the judge fined you $2.
Worse than that, Abbott. They're going to give me a death sentence. They took my driver's license away, and from now on, I'm a pedestrian.
What is a pedestrian got to do with a death sentence?
Oh, he's a stranger in California, folks.
Well, how can you be so stupid? For years, I've tried to teach you how to catch on to things, but you just can't seem to hold them. You let everything slip through your fingers.
I can't help it, Abbott. I used to play first base for the Hollywood Stars.
Costello, you get more stupid every day. I'm beginning to think that you're a dope.
Well, sure, I've always... What did you say?
I said you're a dope. A dope.
Certainly I'm a dope. Everybody that's over 21 is a dope. We can't be killing all our lives, you know.
Why did you... talking to you, Costello. I feel sorry for your folks. It must be very depressing to have you around the house.
Oh, I do that every Saturday.
Yeah. You do what every Saturday?
Depressing around the house. My mother does the washing, I do the pressing.
How can you say such things? You have such gall, such irony.
I have to have irony, Abbott.
Why?
To do the pressing. You can do the pressing till the irony. If you can't do it till the irony is hot.
Costello, you're positively giddy. Every time you open your yap, you get more giddy.
Well, giddy up. Come on, Abbott. Let's play horses.
Costello, there's only one reason why a man of my intelligence can get along with an idiot like you.
What is it?
I'm a very wise man. In fact, I'm an oracle.
If you're an oracle, what are you doing in California?
What do you mean?
The oracles are playing in Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah, did you ever hear the Baltimore oracles?
That's not oracles, that's Orioles. I said I'm an oracle. An oracle is a bird with a long, skinny neck, a hard head, and a red beak.
Any questions?
Hello, boy.
Well, look, Costello, it's Susan Miller.
Susan Miller.
Well, Susan, did you and Costello have fun on your date last night?
Well, when Costello called for me, my baby cousin was in the room. She just behaves like she repeats everything she hears, and we have to spell everything for her.
Oh, yes, Abbott. I want to take Susan to the movies to see the parody piece. So I said, Susan, let's you and I go see T-H-E-T-A-I-R-E. Let's go to T-A-R-R.
Well, never mind that. How was the picture?
By the time I got through spelling it out, the last show was over.
You know, you acted very funny last night, Costello. When I kissed you at the door, I thought you were going home, and you came back three times.
You come back to the door three times to get Susan to kiss you?
My suspenders were caught in the doorknob.
By the time he finally left, it was 3:00. My father came in and said, what's the idea of going home at 3:00 in the morning?
What did you say?
I told him I'd like to stay longer, but I have to be to work at 7.
Susan, does your father approve of Costello?
No, my father wants me to marry a businessman.
See, I was into business once. I was in the dry goods business. Then I thought I'd make a change, so I got into women's bathing suits. But I was a failure.
Why?
I don't look good in women's bathing suits.
You know, Costello, you've got to quit stalling me around. Next month is June, and I'm looking forward to June.
What for?
Well, I'll give you a hint. I want to be all dressed in white.
I get it. You're going to tell good humans.
No. I want to be all dressed in white and hear bells ringing.
You will if you tell good humans.
Yes, lady, it simply means that June is the month of marriages. The whole world gets married in June. The bees get married in June. The birds get married in June.
Does everybody get married in June?
Everybody but oysters.
Well, why not oysters?
They have to wait for a month with an R in it.
I wouldn't blame Susan Miller if she never spoke to you again.
Oh, well, I don't care. Next month I start my new job as lifeguard of Santa Monica. That will keep my mind off girls.
Who are you kidding? You only took the job on account of the girls.
How can you say that, Abbott? Do you think the girls are my only interest in life? Do you think I took the job just to look at girls' life? To look at their sketchy bathing suits? Do you think that I, Lou Costello, am a peep of time?
Yes, I do.
You're so right.
I... You are right.
I thought the Freedom Train was on its way back to Washington.
Freedom Train?
Oh, pardon me, it's Costello.
Don't you look cute today, Mrs. Abbott? Those are lovely pigskin gloves you're wearing.
I'm not wearing any gloves.
Then you'd better change your hand lotion.
Pay no attention to Costello, dear. Hey, you certainly look lovely tonight.
Oh, you know, I'm always lively, Bud. You know, I'm the wiry type.
Wiry type, eh? Don't look now, but I think you've just been disconnected.
Costello, you can't talk that way to my wife. She's a native daughter of the Golden West.
Yes, by only this morning, the head of Republic Studios wanted to sign me for a Western picture. He said, you look like a cowgirl.
You're reading that wrong. He said, you look like a cow, girl.
How dare you, Costello? My wife is an accomplished actress.
Indeed I am. Why, just last summer, I played Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. I played Juliet.
I saw that show. The first time I ever saw Romeo go up the ladder backwards. Darling, what's the matter?
Oh, a mouse just ran up the back of Costello's plank leg.
Well, don't just stand here. Do something.
Quick, bud. Send me that board.
Come on. Okay, here.
Oh, I'll get it. Oh.
Darling, you missed him.
Ow.
You must have missed him again.
Ow!
Honey, you missed him again.
Oh, but, dear, I'll let you in on a little secret. What I'm aiming at, I'm not missing.
Oh, darling, you fanned him that time. You really gave him a belt.
Oh, yes, darling, but you always fan and you always give him a belt.
But this time, honey, you fanned him. You gave him a belt.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from a couple old fan belts.
Oh, good night.
You too.
Costello, you've got to stop insulting my wife. She is very important to our show. She has her fans.
Are you kidding? Everybody that tunes into this program listens to me. I'll prove it to you. Will all the ladies listening to this program please drop me a card?
Now, that's ridiculous, Costello. All the women that tune in are listening to me.
All right. Then all the men that are listening, please write to me.
Costello, the men that tune into this program are listening to Susan Miller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All the kiddies listening to this program, will you please write Uncle Louie and tell me how much you love me on the radio?
Costello, all the kiddies that are listening to this show are listening to Matty Malnick and his band.
They are?
Yes.
Well, if those two Cocker Spaniels in Glendale are listening, how do you like the show so far?
And that's only half the fun, folks. Just as many laughs yet to come. But first, listen to this.
While Lou Costello is going to the dog, let me tell you a little about the listening you can expect tonight. Immediately following this Abbott and Costello show over most ABC stations comes Go for the House, a lively quiz show where the stakes are high. Contestants both in the studio audience and at home will try for a wonderful honeymoon house. Then tonight at 9, listen for the magic of Bing Crosby's songs, plus fun with guest star Henry Fonda on The Great Bing Crosby Show. After Bing, enjoy a lilting half hour of sparkling melody on the Star Theater. You will hear the voices of Gordon McRae and lovely Evelyn Knight, backed by the smooth rhythms of Victor Young's fine orchestra. Abbott and Costello, Go for the House, Bing Crosby, and the Star Theater, they are four of the outstanding shows in the swell lineup brought your way on ABC stations each Wednesday night. And now back to ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Singing star Susan Miller has a Latin treat for us this evening in Bahia.
Reverie, and so the loneliness deep in my heart calls to you. Costello. What's that you have in your hand?
Oh, it's a letter for you, Abbott. I opened it by mistake.
By mistake?
Yes, I thought I could read.
Give me that, Costello.
Say, this is a report on our ratings. Get this. Over 12 million people listen to our show. Isn't that wonderful? 12 million people listening to us. 12 million people all doing the same thing at the same time.
So what? I saw 12 million people last night. They were all doing the same thing at the same time.
What were they doing?
Going home to Glendale on a 5 o'clock bus.
Costello, you'll have to admit that radio is a thing. Remember when we were in vaudeville?
Oh, I remember my first partner, Toodles LaBum. He was a bubble dancer. What a bubble dancer. Nobody could touch her.
Why?
She was very ticklish.
Remember when we teamed up, Lou? Until I met you, I was a match in the idol.
Until you met me, you were just idol.
Right. I was a great favorite. When I played the theater, I held the audience in the palm of my hand.
Folks, that'll give you an idea of the size of the audience.
Ah, those were the days. Remember all the pretty girls?
Yes, I had girls to burn, but I gave them up.
Why?
You can't have no fun burning girls.
Well, anyway, here we are in radio, and who knows? We may be in television. Then the people will not only hear us, they will see us.
Oh, no, no, no! Not that! But what can we public stand?
You know, Abbott, he sounds like one of our movie fans. You know, that television is pretty expensive, though. My Uncle Mike bought a television set, and it cost him
$30,000. $30,000 for a television set?
Yeah, he had to buy the cocktail lounge that went with it.
Oh, talk that slower. Anyway, everybody listens to the radio.
Yes, even my Aunt May. She listens all day, and then at night when she goes to bed, she tunes in soft, sweet music to put her to sleep. Now, 15 minutes after she falls asleep, her alarm clock rings.
What for?
To wake her up so she can turn off the radio.
Just the same, I like radio better than vaudeville.
So do I. In radio, every Wednesday, we throw jokes at the people.
Well, in vaudeville, we throw jokes at the people.
Yes, but in radio, they can't throw anything back.
Oh, no!
I should have said present company accepted.
What will the people listening at home think of you? Think of that beautiful blonde in the next block, next to you. Last week, she's sitting there in her negligee, listening to our program. There was a knock on the door, but the beautiful blonde kept on listening. Then there's another knock on her door, but she kept on listening.
I wish she'd opened the door.
Why?
That was me that was knocking.
Yeah, dummy, there must be lots of beautiful girls listening to us. Remember the rating said we have 12 million listeners?
That rating is wrong. I figured it out, and we got 90 million listeners.
How did you figure that?
Well, there's 163 million radio sets. I divide that by 137,000 radio repair shops. Multiply by the number of people murdered on Inner Sanctum. Subtract the number of people who dial with the left hand, and the answer is 90 million.
Mm-hmm. For a minute, I thought you were guessing. Say, why don't you and I go out and take our own radio poll? Let's find out for ourselves if the people are listening to us.
That's a good idea, Abbott. Let's go.
Fine. We'll start on the other side of the town. Now, whistle for that buzz.
Did you whistle for me?
No, I whistled for the bus.
You did not. That was a taxi whistle. I know, because I'm a taxi.
You're a taxi?
Sure. If you don't believe it, you can ask my brother. He used to be a taxi, too. But the doctor said he's getting much better. Now he's a motorcycle.
Wait a minute. You're a taxi and your brother's a motorcycle?
Yeah. I hadn't seen him for 2 years. And yesterday we had a reunion. We ran into each other on Vine Street.
Take it easy.
Beat it. It's lost in traffic. What was that?
My sister. She's a bicycle.
I'm all right now. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have whistled. It reminds me that I'm a taxi.
Look at me. You're a taxi. Why don't you go take a girl taxi?
The girl taxis won't go out with me.
Why?
I haven't any jack.
Costello, pay no attention to that guy. Whistle for that bus.
No, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have whistled. The doctor warned me. I'm a taxi. Every time I hear a whistle, my motor starts. You shouldn't.
Slow down.
thank you. Thank you for being so patient.
Well, goodbye. Oh, come on, Costello. We're going out and take our radio poll. Now, Costello, let's start at this house. Knock on the door and ask what program, what radio program they're listening to.
Good evening, sir. We're Abbott and Costello. We're checking our listeners. Are you listening to our program?
Never miss it. I just love murder programs.
Yeah, but we have a comedy show.
I heard your show, brother. It's murder.
Never mind him. Here's the doctor's office. Doctor's a very intelligent man. I hope he listens to our show. Oh, doctor, we're Abbott and Costello. Do you listen to our show?
I always listen. Wouldn't miss it. Calms my nerves. I always listen to it when I'm performing an operation. Come in. I'm performing an operation now.
Wait a minute. How can you perform an operation? There's no patient in here.
I warned him if he was late. I'd start without him.
Come on, try this door, Costello. Beg pardon. We're Abbott and Costello,
yes,
and I...
I'm listening to the radio. It's a big contest, and I don't want to miss the rules.
And now here are the rules for entering our new $50 million contest. All you have to do is pick out one of your relatives that you don't like. Then take a sharp knife, cut his body crisscross down the front. Then with the scissors, cut off his ears. Place the pistol to his left temple, fire six shots. Stuff the body in a burlap sack and ship it to us post pay. Remember, keep this count.
Well, my Uncle Mike listens to all them radio contests, Abbott. Last week, he entered the soap contest. They gave prizes for the one that sent in the most rappers. He bought 50,000 cases of soap and sent them all in, all the rappers.
What were the prizes?
First prize, $50,000. Second prize, $40,000. Uncle Mike won third prize.
What was the third prize?
A cake of soap.
Okay. Forget your Uncle Mike. Now, let's get on with our radio poll. Try this door.
Hello. Hello.
How do you do?
Hey, Abbott. Get a load of this kid.
Quiet, Costello. Miss, we are conducting a radio poll. Are you listening to the radio?
Oh, no.
Gee, I'd like to take you out tonight.
Oh, I couldn't go out tonight. I've got to put some new strings in my ukulele.
How about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I'm tuning my ukulele.
How about Saturday?
Saturday, I'm going swimming.
Could I borrow your ukulele?
Ah, come on, Costello. We've got to check on our poll.
Yes, and besides, if my mother knew I had two strange men at my door, she wouldn't like it. One of you will have to go.
Abbott, you go. You go, Abbott. Buy the house across the street and I'll stay here.
You tell me if her mother comes home and finds you standing in the doorway, she's liable to slug you.
If she finds me standing in the doorway, I deserve to be slugged.
Okay, I'll be right back.
But you're so shy. Don't be afraid of me. You can look on me as just one of the boys.
When boys start looking like you, the girls can pack up and leave town. Are you the only girl in your family?
Oh, no, I have four sisters. Girls run in my family.
If they look like you, they'd have to run. Would you give me a kiss?
Oh, but I've never kissed a man before.
Neither have I. We can start from scratch.
All right. I'll kiss you. How was that?
Not yet, Abbott.
I'll kiss you again.
Not yet, Abbott.
And again.
Not yet, Abbott.
Why do you keep saying not yet, Abbott, every time I kiss you?
Well, Abbott told me that someday I'd get tired of kissing girls. Not yet, Abbott.
Costello, stop that hollering. We've got one more house to check on this block. Now, come on. Good evening. We're Abbott and Costello, and we're taking a poll of our listeners. What program are you on?
Abbott, it's Professor Mellonhead. Mellonhead, do you listen to our program?
Yes, I do. And may I say that when I hear your jokes, Costello, there's a strange, devastating, nauseating, obnoxious, odoriferous condition that permeates copiously and offensively from the loudspeaker and assails my sensitive nostrils with a most redundant pungency.
Well, thanks a lot, Melonhead. Someday I'm going to say something nice about you.
Look, Melonhead, we just want to know,
if we can count on you as one of our listeners.
Oh, you want me to give your program a plug, huh? Why should I help you feather your nest?
Brother, with the age you lay on our program, there's no room for feathers. Melonhead, please tell us if you listen to our show.
Get him, Big Shot, our show. I'm nobody, huh? I don't count. Go on, say it. I'm nothing. Say it. I'm dirt beneath your feet.
I didn't say that. You're as good as I am. You and me are in the same class.
Now he's calling me a moron.
Oh, come on, Casa. Let's get on with our radio poll.
Melonhead, I'm sorry I ever came to your house.
Oh, my house isn't fancy enough for you, hey? Go on, say it. My house looks like a pig tent, and my kids look like pigs.
I didn't say that. In fact, I never say pig. I always say swine.
Now he's dragging my wife into the argument.
Melonhead, you can't help it if your wife is ugly. Everybody knows you didn't marry your wife for her looks.
Oh, I married her for her money, huh?
Look, no, you didn't. I knew long before you married your wife that she didn't have a cent.
Now, he tells me.
Oh, come on, Costello. We've got to check up on our listeners. Well, we've made a pretty fair survey of our listeners, Costello. How many listeners do you figure we've got now?
Well, let me see now. According to my figures, we've got exactly 175 listeners, counting to two dogs in Glendale.
Wait a minute. You idiot, there are 400 listeners sitting right here in the audience.
Well, how do you like that? More than half the people right here in the audience and in the studio, they aren't listening to the show. No, get them out of here, Abbott. Come on, everybody out. Everybody out.
Now, before Abbott and Costello have their final swing, we bring you one more thought on this subject.
Well, maybe the folks here in the studio audience aren't listening to Bud and Lou. But according to Hooper, millions of you at home are. Hooper's the listener who keeps his finger on the telephone dial instead of the radio dial. In fact, millions of Americans have formed the habit of listening to our complete Wednesday night lineup. Yes, from early to late, millions hear these programs broadcast over most of these ABC stations. The famous Lone Ranger, Mayor of the Town starring Lionel Barrymore, Vox Pop with Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, and Abbott and Costello. Following Bud and Lou, you can still hear these ABC shows tonight as well as every Wednesday night. The sensational new quiz program, Go for the House, the great Bing Crosby show, and the delightful melody of the Star Theater. Remember, after Bud and Lou say goodnight, stay tuned for Go for the House, which follows next over many of these ABC stations. And now back for a final word from ABC's Abbott and Costello show.
Here are Abbott and Costello with a final word.
Folks, the contest we are running on our Saturday morning Abbott and Costello Kid Show now has a jackpot of over $29,000.
Get into this contest, folks. We believe it is the biggest contest ever and for the greatest cause. The
purpose is to combat juvenile delinquency.
And by entering, you can win a $5,000 mink coat, a $5,000 airplane, a $3,000 trailer, a live baby elephant, thousands of dollars worth of diamonds, and loads of other big prizes totaling over $29,000.
Listen Saturday morning over most of these stations. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Listen each Wednesday night at this time for another great Abbott and Costello show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Charles Vanda and featuring Susan Miller and Matty Malnick's orchestra. This is Michael Roy saying goodbye until this same time next Wednesday. Be sure to stay tuned for the outstanding entertainment which follows throughout the evening on this ABC station.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. 8:30 at KECA AM and FM, Los Angeles.